Rising oil prices always affect farmers, too, and Don Glenn joins us to talk about that. He farms soybeans, corn, and wheat in Hillsboro, Alabama. Thanks for being with us.
Nice to be here.
Can you talk a bit about the ways that high oil prices hit you on your farm? I'm imagining one of the biggest ones is the diesel that you need to run your farm machinery.
Yes, ma'am, it is. Right now, we're looking at a 55% increase in the cost of our fuel from this time last year. Just to fill up the tank on my tractor this year, it's costing me $100 more every fill-up. We've also seen a 37% increase in the cost of fertilizer. We're also seeing costs go up strictly from fuel surcharges and all, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, anything that is hauled or transported to the farm.
How much diesel would you go through every week on your farm?
It varies with the season, planting seasons, harvest seasons. We can burn 200 or 300 gallons a day. Other times of the year, of course, that goes down drastically, just depending on the amount of field work being done at that time.
Now, these increases in costs that we're talking about, are these costs that are getting then passed on to consumers and in the prices that you're able to charge for your crops?
Well, as far as my costs go, no, I can't pass them directly on to the consumer. My prices are set by the Chicago Board of Trade on the commodities markets, and we strictly get the price, based on what the trade is that day, and I don't have the option of adding a fuel surcharge or anything like this to that price.
Hmm. What about biofuels, things like ethanol or biodiesel, which are derived from plants like corn and soybeans, the things that you grow? Can that help out here?
Well, we're burning biodiesel here on our farm. We've been using a 20% biodiesel blend for the last 2 years now. We actually consider it to be a premium fuel, a little better quality fuel than straight diesel.
And does that bring the price down some?
It brings the price down slightly with current prices and all. There's not a big price decrease, but again, we're using a renewable source and a local source of fuel. It's not dependent on foreign or imported oil.
Well, given this situation, and I guess a situation where these prices are not expected to come down anytime soon, have you been able to come up with any solutions, any efficiencies, things you can do differently to try to counteract these high prices?
Well, we're always looking for ways to become more efficient in the whole. In our operation, we've moved to what's called a no-till operation in that we don't plow the soil anymore. We strictly go in and just plant, which cuts down several passes ahead of planting, tillage operations, and actually on our operation, we're probably using about 50 to 60% less fuel now than we did 10 to 15 years ago.
Mr. Glenn, how long have you been in farming?
I've been farming for a little over 20 years now as my source of income, and of course I grew up on a family farm, so I've been involved with farming for just about all my life.
Mm. So I guess these price swings would be something that you must be a little bit used to by now.
Well, I don't guess you ever get used to them, but they're just a fact of life. We try to adjust and compensate for them, and by the grace of God, we'll be here again next year to do it again.
Well, Mr. Glenn, thanks very much for talking with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Don Glenn and his brother Brian run Glen Acres Farm in Hillsboro, Alabama.